This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. Welcome to the show. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And the three of us actually just got back from our weekly Friday night gathering at the local Faquin Great restaurant.
It was a good one, too. There were tons of people who showed up.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com showed up without his mask on.
Well, he had his mask.
It was around his neck.
Around his, yeah.
But he didn't walk in with it on.
Okay.
And
wasn't all masky when he was with us.
I feel like you've been a little bit harsh and overboard on him.
I haven't been harsh on him.
Maybe I don't understand exactly what it is. That he's doing or saying, but he certainly didn't seem like he was super mask obsessed.
Oh, you haven't been watching his videos?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
I may not.
Right.
But from what I saw today when he was in, he didn't seem masked.
This was the first time I've seen Ridley without a mask in months.
Okay.
So Dave Ridley, great activist, frequent caller here on Free Talk Live, RidleyReport.com. We plugged his site a million times.
Oh, yeah.
But I was surprised the other day when I was watching his videos that he went on an editorial about how he thought libertarians should wear more masks more often, basically. Be more masked than what the government is requiring, because he...
I think we should mock Guy Fawkes masks.
No, not to mock the government. To show that we take that libertarians are taking this seriously, and that, because he believes the things that he's been told, even though in the same video he admits that he doesn't really know whether the masks are even effective. But he would, every video he's been in the last several months, he's been wearing a mask the entire time.
And that's the thing, is libertarianism contains only philosophical content, scientific. There will be libertarians on both sides of every scientific issue, whether it's global warming,
abortion.
I don't see I see abortion as not being really a scientific
issue. Oh, yeah, it is. Because in abortion, the argument is over when there's a life, right?
No, not to me. To me, I mean, there's a life before conception. There's two lives.
Mm-hmm.
The sperm is alive and the egg is alive.
Okay.
So,
that's not usually where
life,
people,
okay. So I don't see life as beginning at conception. I see life as beginning at parthenogenesis.
What's that?
It literally means the beginning of life.
The beginning of time, you mean?
Yeah, well, parthenogenesis is creation of life where there is no life. So, something that we've never done.
That's pretty deep.
As humans.
Yeah.
But we know it happened once, okay, because there's life now, and it looks like there wasn't always life. So, but we exist. So there has been one instance.
Well, your position on that is pretty unusual, I will say that.
But the thing to me the question is, what's life going to be like for that kid? And that's what I would tell a mother that came to me for clerical counseling on that is, if somebody is going to live an awful life because you decided not to abort, if there's something wrong with the kid or whatever, then I would say do it.
Or mom's a drug addict, and dad's an abuser.
That's the thing. If you've got genetic issues, then maybe not having a kid is a great idea.
I don't know. I think the issue is more along the lines of until it's out of the womb, it's dependent on the mother, and so it's the mother's body. She can do what she wants, with her own body.
The thing is, there's 10,000 ways that parents kill their kids. Mm-hmm. Car accidents, all kinds of stupid stuff. That's how evolution works. Wow. And if you stop killing,
that's cringeworthy. But
if, I mean, it's part of how they work. Stupid people kill themselves. Uh-huh. They kill their kids. They kill their, you know, they fail to make a living and starve to death. Yeah. And if they didn't do, basically the IQ will always fall towards the lowest number that can survive.
Mm-hmm.
In your society. So the more welcoming you make, you know, if nothing's killing them, they alive.
And
it's easier to make a simple brain than it is to make a complex brain.
So the reason I brought up the meeting is it was another good one. Not only was Ridley definitely there without a mask, which is nice, cause you get to see people smiling, and that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we had a new guy. A gentleman came up to visit from Massachusetts, and yet another.
There was two people, actually.
Was he from the Freedom Cells also?
You're thinking of the guy from Connecticut who has been up multiple times.
Steve.
He's not new.
He's old news,
No, I mean, okay.
I like Steve, though.
All right. Cool.
No, he's great.
He's not. I guess
he's not new.
Brand new. That's true.
Yeah, he's been to probably
was
like six
or
seven.
Guy?
That guy was first time.
First time there. Well, he was first time in New Hampshire, but was he not?
Not first time in New Hampshire. He was here for Porkfest.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was the first time he's just randomly showed up.
Right.
First time in Keene.
Sort of new. I feel like they're both kind of new.
Well, I've never met him before.
But yeah, so I don't know if I have either. But
let's go to the phones here. Scott's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, it's Ian, Scott the Bigot.
Nobody and Chris. You may remember me, Ian.
You're unforgettable, Scott.
Thank you. I was on Wrestling Bar today. You cut me off at the knees, but... It doesn't matter.
You must be getting short.
No. Let me tell you something. Coming about short, this country is being destroyed. It's being literally destroyed. And I want to...
I actually agree with you for once, Scott.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you're on board with this.
There's good news for everyone. With all the misery and the nightmare, this is the good news. This is the silver lining. This rotten U.S. government is going to collapse, not maybe, but absolutely. And it's going to collapse from its own weight. How is it going to collapse? There's going to be a revolution within the next 6 months when the people...
I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
Million ...have no money. The government has been no stimulus, no nothing. They've been holding up the stimulus to choke. It can't do anything for anyone. 12 million Americans are going to run out by December of their benefits. Yeah, their lives are being destroyed. And another thing that's going to happen is that the dollar is going to disintegrate because the Federal Reserve is printing up trillions. And
trillions.
See, being a Bitcoin holder, I applaud that.
Yeah.
Just make me richer. Thank you.
It's going to collapse because it does not reflect Main Street. People on Main Street are suffering.
But you're saying all this like it's a bad thing. It's about time the government collapsed. We've been suffering on the weight of their moronic policies, their bloodthirsty, insane policies for 200 years. Isn't that long enough?
Too long.
This is what's happening, gentlemen. You've got a Federal Reserve that's printing up trillions.
And yes.
Money's going to become monopoly money. I predict that in the next few months...
You do realize that the dollar has already lost 96% of its value, right, bro?
It has. And I have to be honest, there's a common denominator between the Federal Reserve and Wall Street and the media. Our country has been overtaken by international Jewish forces.
Now, wait a minute here.
How are all these people Jewish? Because a lot of them are not. The Clintons are not Jewish.
Chris Sununu, the New Hampshire governor, not Jewish.
Isn't Jewish.
There's just a Gentile front. I'm talking about George Soros, Jamie Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Chase, Bloomberg. A Bloomberg News.
Yeah, you see, but that's where you're brain damaged there, though, Joe. That's where you're brain damaged. Because, you know, it's like Cantwell. Cantwell was like, oh, well, I found out that Marx was Jewish, so let's kill all the Jews. And I'm like, you idiot. Ludwig von Mises was also a Jew. So was Milton Friedman. So was Murray Rothbard. Okay? Yeah. There have been Jews on both sides of every great great debate in history, and you can only see the half of them you disagree with.
Yep. Mm. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget about the Jewish synagogue or whoever they are, the group of Hasidic Jews in New York City that gathered 7,000 people in a building recently.
Mazel tov.
For a wedding in violation of the various different regulations in New York City. They got hit with a $15,000 fine this week. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. The number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us on the radio, you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up here tonight, Chris, you've got a story in the world of piracy, specifically the broadcast, specifically the recording industry or motion picture association.
I just like to refer to it as the entertainment cartel.
There's no such thing as intellectual piracy.
You said the information cartel is what you call them?
Entertainment cartels.
Entertainment, yeah, that's
yeah. I mean, they basically all have monopolies on their own, you know, stuff, and it's the only industry in the world where you can have a monopoly like that, pretty much.
Right.
Exclusive monopoly.
Well, not really. They have it. It's spread into all kinds of industries.
It has,
The medical industry has lots of. As lots of monopolies, lots of patents.
Yeah, but those patents are actually they expire the computer, a lot sooner than the copyrights. In the
They do. Copyrights go on virtually forever now, mm-hmm. and that's mostly Walt Disney's.
Oh,
That's the Diablo. The Diablo Rattan has
done
that.
It's not to say that there aren't patents and other technologies and copyright use in other industries, but it's not a total and utter monopoly. It's frequently
Medical industry, I think, is equally bad.
I don't have the power to stop a convenience store opening across from the street from my convenience store. Certainly Disney does.
Right. If you can get the government city council to do your bidding, then you can stop them, but you on your own.
Well, right.
Yeah, I mean, you form the gang, you sell the drugs, and if you pay the government enough, they'll supply the muscle to keep the competition off your turf.
So one of the things we were discussing tonight, I was telling you earlier when we started the show tonight that we'd all three of us had been at a weekly meetup that we have here in Keene for libertarian crypto types, and there's a new guy there, and one of the discussions we were having was about, you know, libertarians who've sort of seemed to be leaning towards statism. I mean,
a lot of these people, I'm not sure if they were libertarian to begin with.
Yeah.
It depends on whether or not they're okay with masks and just, you know if they're okay with the government, then I still think they're libertarian. They probably were before, but if they're going and saying that these rules, you know, these laws that they're passing or orders are okay, they probably were not libertarian.
What about the ones who are saying that they're not in favor of government aggression, but they think that if you don't wear a mask, you're aggressing against them?
Yeah, I mean, that's like,
I think they're wrong, but
yeah,
it's actually a difficult one to overcome.
Stay away from me if you don't want to. You don't want to catch something.
But I'll tell you, there are things where if you had that thing, like bubonic plague, and you insisted on coming around me, sooner or later, I'm getting up close to me, sooner or later, I would feel justified in shooting you.
If you are knowledgeably trying to infect somebody, then that's a different story. I'm talking about
these
so-called libertarians.
I always give these people that I give them their space.
I'm talking about
the
so-called.
I expect the same from them.
I'm talking about the so-called libertarians who are going around saying that you are committing manslaughter simply by existing.
That's absurd.
With a
that's a moron, Dennis.
I think there's a stronger argument there, but the problem is that you're seeing so-called libertarians in some instances going overboard with it and making
absurd
claim. The risk, just because there's risk, does not mean that you have some sort of obligation to stop. It's one thing to take a gun and intentionally kill somebody. It's another thing to take a gun and just have it, right? There's a risk to having it, maybe, but it doesn't mean that somebody's going to be killed. It's the same like with driving. It's like you get on the road, you're taking a risk. You might get killed, somebody else might get killed, but you shouldn't be able to stop somebody from getting on the road and taking that risk.
This is the year where so-called libertarians have gone off the rails and have completely lost track of their humanity. And I'll give you another example. Penn Jillette. Who, for a long time, I've been a big fan of Penn Jillette, because he did an amazing TV series. I mean, they were always great magicians, Penn and Teller, and really, you know, talented, funny guys. And it was in the, I think, late 90s or early aughts that I learned that they were both libertarians. And then they came out with this great television series called Penn & Teller's BS, which we can't say what the words stand for, obviously, because we're on the radio.
Because somebody at the FCC hasn't read the Constitution.
Right. So, great show. I mean, all 8 seasons or whatever many there were, almost all of them were fantastic. Really great, like, kind of iconoclastic television, TV that destroys old ideas, and in a good way, to help people think outside the box. So I don't want to take away from Penn's, you know, legacy and the work that he's done. He's done an amazing job. However, this year, he went crazy and has decided not only to endorse Joe Biden for president, which we talked about before the election, that would have been...
Because we don't have any problems that a senile child molester can't fix.
Well, no, nobody... I'm willing to forgive somebody for a simple presidential pick. That doesn't mean much to me, right? Like, oh, if you think Trump's better than Biden and you're afraid of, you know, Biden getting in, you vote for Trump, okay, whatever. If you think Biden is better than Trump and you're afraid of Trump getting in and you vote for Biden, whatever, okay?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like deciding, debating whether syphilis or herpes is better. There's a lot of room for fine distinctions there.
Right, and ultimately, voting doesn't really matter that much anyway, especially at the federal level. So to me, if he were just saying he, you know, was voting against Trump and therefore voting for Biden and didn't want to give his vote to the Libertarian candidate, then I could understand that. But that wasn't it. It didn't stop with him just endorsing Biden. He wrote an opinion piece. And somebody shared this with me on the Free Talk Live Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm.
Can we read it?
Yeah, I got it right here. And he wrote an opinion piece, and it is appearing over at CNN.com. Now, I'm just going to read this for you here, because I didn't know that he'd actually given up on libertarianism, right? Just because you're, you know, endorsing Trump or Biden doesn't mean you're not a libertarian. It's just, you know, you feel strongly about the election, whatever. But here he actually says, well, it's within the first two sentences. He says, okay, so it's not over. There will be court fights, but Joe has won. I used to identify as a libertarian. I used to have opinions on government. I used to think I disagreed with Joe Biden on most everything, but I voted for him. I wanted the other guy fired, and I wanted Joe hired, and for me, the job description is now very simple. I need Joe to love all the Trump supporters. This gets weird. Here we go.
Okay, that's not who he sniffs. He likes kids, and he likes other people's wives. He's not going to sniff the Trump supporters.
He goes on.
That Joe's set in his ways.
He says, I don't care if Joe raises taxes. I don't care if Joe helps add stupid, counterproductive regulations. I don't care about anything except love and kindness. So before I go on with what Penn has written in this bizarre...
It sounds like his concern, and it doesn't necessarily sound like he has entirely abandoned libertarian ideas, in that he acknowledges that taxes are harmful and that regulation is generally moronic. But it sounds like he's almost saying that he would rather have peace than justice at this point.
He's
just sick of the fight.
You know what I feel like I've seen? Way too many people blind themselves in both sides of the aisle on so many different things. It's like there's so many things to attack, you know, Joe on, and at the same time, it's like, you know, when you point them out, the people who are supporters, you know, they just kind of give you a stare and pretend it didn't exist or it didn't happen, and it did happen. And I think it kind of is the same thing that's kind of happened with you, Ian, with you know, this guy with Joe, or I'm sorry, not, sure not Joe, Teller here.
Hold up, the pen. Yeah, talk about it.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases are continuing to surge, but that's not stopping shoppers on this Black Friday.
stores with social distancing guidelines and mask requirements in place, but that's not stopping shoppers or deterring them from heading out to them.
We're used to being out real early on Thanksgiving. We're probably just going to do our deliveries and keep it local because of we don't want to go in any stores with the crowd, so we're ordering a lot online.
I'm just coming out for me just to do a couple of things for myself. Treat myself to some jewelry, maybe.
Thousands of Southern California residents are without power after Thanksgiving, with more than 100,000 still under shutoff consideration as weather authorities continue to worry about strong winds and wildfire conditions. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour and low humidity in the region have created dangerous conditions for potential wildfires. USA Radio News. The UK is fighting back against big tech.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In case you had a little too much turkey and missed Jeopardy on Thanksgiving, late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek had a pre-recorded Thanksgiving message for fans.
There are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing.
The brief message played during Thursday's airing of the popular game show, Trebek urging his audience to hold out hope amid the pandemic and other issues. He concluded by saying, "We're all going to get through this, all of this." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Talking about the fall of some of these libertarians this year, man. It is really this whole coronavirus fear-mongering out there has really driven another schism, another wedge in between a lot of the people in the libertarian movement. And I tend to be somebody who embraces the schism because you really can't avoid them, but that doesn't mean that they're not sad when they do happen. And we're talking about pendulettes now.
It's just you find out who's really libertarian and who's not.
Well, I mean, some people are more libertarian than others,
and
but
people do change over time.
Yeah, and it's still sad when you see somebody going in a different direction, because sometimes you can be a real libertarian, Chris, and then actually change into a non-libertarian. We were talking about that tonight. Dave Ridley brought up an example of Jen Coffey, who now I've not had personal experience with this, so I'm taking Dave's word for it, and I have no reason not to. But Jen Coffey was a free stater, a libertarian migrant here to New Hampshire, who was one of the earliest elected legislators.
Yep.
And she was the one who actually put forward the legislation that whenever you ask free staters, what are some of your successes? Hers is always one of the pieces of legislation that gets mentioned. It was the one that repealed all of the knife laws in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So there used to be a few knives that you weren't allowed to have or whatever, and she got rid of that.
Yeah, like mass.
Wait, Mass?
Mass I'm pretty has sure anti-knife. Yeah, I think probably New York, too.
So we are not like Mass.
Right.
We've gotten rid of
absolutely.
Any kind of,
yep. Right. Mm-hmm.
So this was what she did, one of the things she did as a legislator. Well, now apparently she's gone and turned into an authoritarian, according to Dave. He says he calls her, she's got like a radio show on some station, and he calls her station and goes at it with her. So there have been people who've been pretty principled libertarians that have just decided that that's not the way they want to have their life.
I don't know. Like, and this is the thing, and maybe it's something around long enough, but I feel like people who are turning away from it never really totally embraced it.
See, that's where you're wrong.
They were liberty in some respects, but they were not, you know, liberty across the board.
And I think you're wrong.
Between a libertarian in my mind, somebody who's principled and who's liberty on every issue every time.
They were, and then they changed. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Chris. So here's another example. Chris Cantwell.
Mm-hmm.
Another great example. Somebody who...
Yeah, he was a principled libertarian at one time, and then all of a sudden he's all, you know,
became a Nazi
over the head.
Okay.
Yeah, and he became a statist, you know. He became, he totally is everything he always hated at one point. At one point, the Christopher Cantwell that exists today would have been hated by old Christopher Cantwell when he was a libertarian.
Mm. Well, as Nietzsche said, always beware when you set out to fight monsters.
You might
become
one.
Do not become a monster yourself. Yeah. When you look too deeply into the abyss looks also into you.
Indeed. And I think that those words should be heeded by a lot more people. It's one of the reasons why I don't think violence is the answer to our problems, because I think that if you pick up violence as a tool, you become more like the state.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's their tool.
Well, there are some jobs, though, that can only be done by violence. For example, staying alive when somebody is violently trying to kill you.
Sure. I'm
the only way
with
to
the
answer
exception
violence
of defense.
Yeah,
violence.
I mean, that was a given within our context, I think.
That's why I said when you use violence as a tool, and I was suggesting by that to say that you are initiating force in that particular case. So, you know, I can go through other examples for you, Chris. There was another guy who lived here.
Oh, I'm sure you can give lots of examples. I'm just not.
Amanda Bolden was a self-proclaimed anarchist.
I always had a bad feeling about her before.
Have you met her?
Oh, yeah. Way before she turned.
So at Port Fest or something?
Yeah, prior to
she sold us some ice cream or something like that?
Yeah. I talked to her, and she always gave me a bad, I don't know how to describe it, like a bad vibe.
Okay.
But
I never got that from her. I mean, she always seemed like a sweet lady who, you know, she was an entrepreneur and she did.
I supported her to the extent that, you know, what she was saying I supported, but like, I always had a bad vibe with her.
Okay. But the point is, she said she was an anarchist and her actions and the things that she did didn't belie that until she became a Democrat and then started to turn against us.
Yeah. And I don't think I would say that that's incorrect. I think that's probably a fair assessment of the situation. I think deep down, some of these people they're not really libertarian.
How about Marcel, one of the gay anarchists who moved up here to Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah, see, I don't know about him. He was none too bright, and
he was actually well read. He had gone through a number of libertarian books, and the thing with Marcel was he was super autistic. And on top of that, he had a stuttering problem. So he was really terrible to communicate with. But when you could actually, like, kind of listen to him and understand him, he seemed like he really got it. He just wasn't a good communicator, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some guy came along. He was a gay guy, right? Gay anarchist.
Yep.
Gay guy came along from Massachusetts who happened to be a communist and flipped him to communism. And Amanda Bolden, who was a self-proclaimed anarchist, also met a Democrat male, and she ended up married. So she was married to a guy when she moved here. They broke up. So she was an anarchist with this other guy, and then when she met this Democrat guy, she became a full-on Democrat. Now, I don't know. She still probably leans liberty on some issues. Mm. She's still putting forward some okay legislation from what I've seen. But ultimately, she attacked the libertarians. Mm. So she didn't just become a Democrat.
Yeah.
She went on the attack against libertarians. So there's so many of these examples. I could go on.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I feel like it's a very small percentage of the population that really are libertarian, and you end up attracting people who think they're libertarian, but they're not really at the end of the day.
People change.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Thank you for your input.
There's a lot of people who are libertarian now who were not always
libertarian. We're probably never going to agree
on not
this.
Going
it's
to.
Just one of those things. And I'm okay with that. You know,
I understand that you are very firm in your beliefs.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of these people were also, at the time, very firm in their beliefs, but there was something that came along that changed them. Now, Dave Ridley suggested that he thought that it was cancer that did it to Jen Coffey. I don't know how true that is, but does cancer change how people
think? Statism is a cancer.
That's a good point. With others, it was clearly the relationship, right?
Yeah,
so
right,
a lot of people will change who they are for the right person. Right?
Yeah.
You've seen it happen.
I mean, and that just goes to show, I feel, that it's not, you know, they were never really libertarian.
It just means it changed.
They were
Does that
really
mean
liberty,
the people who were something else and became libertarian later were never really anything else?
Did you hear the question?
To talk. Can you listen to the question again, please?
Does that mean that people who were not libertarian and become libertarian, were they never really the other thing, or did they never really become libertarian, or is it only libertarians that don't change?
Libertarian is like being gay. You either are or you're not, and then you realize it.
So you're saying you can only be born libertarian?
I'm saying you can have liberty opinions and change your mind about stuff. But at the end of the day, somebody who's libertarian, it's something. If you're 100% on every issue, I don't know.
Are you saying you can only be born libertarian?
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't say.
I hope you're wrong, or we're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in big trouble in that case.
Well, that's why I don't think there's many libertarians. I think there's a lot of people who are liberty minded, you know, right now at least. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay liberty minded.
Wow, that's depressing. 855-450-FREE. That's
855-450-3733.
I don't agree with you on that at all. I think that people can absolutely change their mind about things. And while I do think that I have always been anti-authority, I like to think that I've always been that way. I can, as far back as I can remember, that has been true about me. I definitely know plenty of stories of people who have had circumstances in their life lead them to these beliefs, and they haven't left those beliefs. So, I don't know. We go on here. Back to the story here about Penn Jillette. So, and Penn Jillette was never the most principled libertarian. I mean, let's be clear. He was always just a libertarian for the sake of being something that wasn't the Democrats and the Republicans. I think he got some of the ideas pretty clearly.
Well,
but
I don't know. I think he clearly understood some of the issues. I think.
Oh yeah, so I'm saying he got some of the issues, but he wasn't a principled libertarian. If you ever listen to his show, it was called Penn's Sunday School. Very entertaining show, great show, but not principled libertarian message.
Libertarian as it suits you.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But now, not only has he rejected libertarianism, because again, he says in his article, quote, "I used to identify as libertarian," unquote. He also gets really weird about Joe Biden and love. We'll talk about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, if you want to join us here. Maybe you've got a story about a libertarian who turned, somebody who went away. They seemed like really principled and solid libertarian, and then they just went off in a totally other direction, became a right-winger or a left-winger or a total authoritarian, whatever. And you want to share that with us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris, you can bring up anything that you want. But I had brought up this story, and what brought the whole conversation to the forefront was what has happened with Penn Jillette this year. I had the pleasure of seeing him and Teller perform when I was in Vegas for the first time. I've never been prior to last year. And I saw them do their magic show, which I hadn't seen since I was probably 10 years old when they came to Florida when they were touring around. Now they just do it in Vegas. And it was great. It was very entertaining. It's fun to go see them. So if you get the chance before they die, and you're fans, you ought to go and see them. You're laughing, but, you know, these guys are in their early 70s, late 60s.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
So they're going to, at some point, it's going to be over. But it's over for Penn as a libertarian now. He says in an editorial or opinion piece over at CNN.com that he used to identify as a libertarian. He goes on to say, I don't care if Joe raises taxes. I don't care if Joe helps add stupid counterproductive regulations. I don't care about anything except love and kindness. Well, before I go on with this piece...
It's not love and kindness to put people in prison or kill them for nothing.
Exactly.
Or steal their money.
Right. To be more clear, it is not... Taxes are not love,
mm-mm,
and they're not kindness.
Nope.
Regulations are not love, and they are not kindness. These are threats against our neighbors, because if you don't pay the taxes and you don't follow the regulations, men with guns will come, and they will take you away and shut down your business and destroy your life, which is what we're seeing in all of the states.
And it's a forgery of virtue. It is a forgery of virtue, and I say that because you act like you're trying to help people, but then you want somebody else to pay for it.
Yeah.
And if somebody else pays for it, you don't get any credit for that.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with charity. You know, charity is not a bad
great
thing,
right,
necessarily.
I support charities, actually.
Yeah, I probably am one of the most generous people I know. There's probably at least two other people around that are also very generous I know. But, you know, the point is just that it's, yeah, I mean, it's that's if you had more money, you would have more people being charitable. You know, mm-hmm. most people don't have the money because the government has stolen the money. They don't understand sure. how much money has been stolen from them and how poor they've become, and that's why they can't afford to give anymore.
Right. And there would be a lot fewer people who needed help.
Right. And that's the other point
the
that
government making
right.
people.
You know, people are, you know, people have this impression, and there's like this statistic out there that says, you know, well, most poor people get back more than they, you know, pay out. But once you factor in other forms of taxation and theft,
the jobs
really,
they don't get.
That they don't count into those numbers, you realize that they're actually have a they're actually putting out a lot more than is, you know, generally acknowledged by those statistics.
So that's what's so bizarre about, and it gets, this is a very strange article where he's equating mm-hmm. Joe Biden with love, and it's like, how could you be mm-hmm. even a minute libertarian, a fractional libertarian, how could you even be, you know, partially libertarian and not come to the conclusion that government is force, that government is violence, and that this guy, this Joe Biden, who's been a part of government for 47 years, somehow to Penn Jillette is, you know, love? Let me go on with what he says here.
Is he saying that he is love,
well,
or that that's what he wants him to be?
Let me go on. He says, I've never seen Joe as a hero, but now we need a Nelson Mandela. We need Martin Luther King, and it needs to be Joe.
What is he smoking?
Well, maybe Joe can reach out to Corn Pop.
I mean, this guy must have taken some sort of drug
thing
or
is,
something that
he's
caused a mental change.
He's a teetotaler. He doesn't do drugs.
That's
one of the things Penn Jillette brags about, is that he doesn't ever, he's never touched a drug.
Maybe he should have done something.
Probably skeptical. Yeah. Maybe a liar. I don't know.
No. You see, some people are into other things, right? So Penn is—he seems to be more obsessed over sex, from the times I've listened to him speaking of the things that he's, you know, kind of into or whatever.
Okay.
So he's got his vices.
It definitely has its merits.
Yeah. Sex is a drug.
At my age, it's a lot easier to get drugs.
Sex is a drug of a kind.
He doesn't see it that way.
It does
sure.
cause mental changes.
Oh,
for, but I wouldn't expect it to necessarily cause this kind of change, but
no.
Yeah.
He goes on. He says, and it needs to be Joe. We need someone who can love the people who hated him and lied about him. He must rise to the occasion. Half the country voted for Trump. These people did not buy a pig in a poke like in 2016. These were people who knew that they were voting for, or who knew what they were voting for, and voted anyway. It's appalling and horrifying.
I thought they knew what they were voting against.
Well, some people voted for Trump.
Yeah, some people did, but
Biden's
a monster.
He says it's appalling and horrifying, but these people are not monsters. These people are our neighbors and our relatives. These people are us, and we need someone who can teach us to love them again. So he needs Joe Biden to teach him how to love a Trump supporter? That's what he's saying?
It has something to do with leg hair, I think.
These
do things with their leg hair. I don't know why.
I feel like the problem is that that's all we've got are monsters. You know, most people are monsters. You know, like,
well, politicians are.
Most people are not monsters.
Most people are not monsters. Most people are good people.
I don't think they treat people
with respect.
I'm not going to answer that.
If they were monsters, they'd be out killing each other.
Dude, they're voting for Trump or Biden.
Most people
don't
even
vote. Both of them are murderers. Most of them are voting for murder.
Plenty of people don't even vote, dude.
That's a fair statement. But
and people who vote aren't monsters. Many of them vote for defensive purposes. They vote for the lesser.
They're definitely monsters that vote.
I said many people are not monsters. They vote for defensive purposes. Look, dude, if you think you live in a society full of monsters, that the supermajority of people are absolutely horrible, why not just kill yourself?
Well,
why bother trying to change anything? Why bother trying to change anything?
50% of people will always be below average.
I'm not trying to change everything. I'm trying to change my little world.
But if most people in your world are absolute monsters, then how could you ever have any...
I wouldn't say that.
Oh.
Most people in my world are not monsters. But the people around me, especially like when I travel, it's not everybody, but it's most people. So, and I would like to
most
see people who I don't think are monsters, you know, come to New Hampshire. And at least then there's, you know, I don't have a problem with monsters being monsters around other monsters. But if you're not a monster, I want you to be in New Hampshire so that you can be around other people who are not monsters. And
so what percentage of the population to you are monsters?
98%.
Even around here?
I mean, no.
In New Hampshire?
in my little world? No.
No, no. I'm talking about the population.
In New Hampshire? Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. It's high.
What makes you think you're going to ever have any success? You think you can outnumber these people if you believe 98% of them are monsters?
I'm not necessarily convinced
You can outnumber people in a large area with 2% of the population.
I'm not convinced that, you know, I can outnumber, or people of my mindset can outnumber. No, I don't necessarily think I don't necessarily think that means that you can't have some success.
Certainly outnumber them at Porkfest.
Yeah, I mean, you can have success because at the end of the day, you know, the largest, you know, if you have enough people and you're the largest, voice in the room, you're more active, you know, you outspeak the other, you know, people who are not so hot, then, you know, you kind of have some successes.
Wow, I just, it's hard for me to even imagine viewing humanity as negatively as you do, and actually expect to have any successes whatsoever. I do not expect to have a lot of success. Okay. All right, 855, 450, free. Well, I appreciate that you're putting effort in with no expectation of, virtually no expectation of success.
Things can get better without being 100%.
I don't think things can change if you don't try, so I'm going to at least try, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have a substantial amount of hope. And this is also why it's hard to get me, like, depressed or disappointed, because I don't have high expectations.
Okay. Well, those who have low expectations are rarely disappointed.
Yeah. Going on with Penn Jillette here, he says, again, he wants someone to teach us to love them again, meaning Trump supporters. He says, Joe started saying the right things already, but he has to go all the way. Please, Joe, make me embarrassed to say anything bad about Trump supporters. Please fill all our hearts with love for each other. Please. This is Joe's chance to have the situation make him better than he has any right to be. Please teach us to love and understand and move on together. You have one job, Joe. Love all of us.
Well, he's obviously got something to say. I don't know exactly what he's trying to say. It sounds
if you want to be loved by the President of the United States, you are completely delusional.
Or possibly Marilyn Monroe.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. Whether you want to talk about people and, you know, how libertarian they might be or how monstrous they might be, I am in complete disagreement with Chris on this one. 855-450-FREE. I think people are, by and large, good folks. They're just wrong about government, and that can change, just like they were wrong about slavery in the past, and that changed. We can have that renaissance. It is possible.
Oh, yeah.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.